Welcome to the Mile High Club. I'm your pilot tonight, Jasmine, and flying with me is...
Bull Sister King the Wall. I love it when Jill Scott is singing to me.
I thought she was singing to me. I thought she was singing about me.
I guess there's some things that you haven't told us, man. And we'll leave that for another show, I think.
Yes, let's. So, King, how are you tonight?
I'm feeling good. I'm relaxing. You know, how about yourself?
I am coming down off of a very, very exciting and busy week that we had in New York and New Jersey.
Yes, yes, we've done, what, 2 coasts in 2 months.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about it that way. Yeah, we have. And we've done them very well.
Yeah, I think, you know, over the last 3-4 months or something, we've done Miami, New York, Los Angeles, and a whole
bunch
of places in between.
Gotta figure out what's going on in the Midwest.
Chicago, Detroit, a lot of places that need a fantasy flight out there.
I agree. So we have some major shout-outs to give before we get into tonight's discussion. But first and foremost, I have to let our listeners know that I had a chance to experience a totally different side of you over the last week. Very, very impressive. King is actually a very well-known MC who goes by Hasan Salam. It's really Hasan Salam who goes by King, but, you know. And of the years that we've been working together, of course, I've known about your music and I've heard it, but I've never seen you perform live. And I had the pleasure of seeing you I think it was in New Brunswick, right, at Obey?
Yes, yes. It was funny. All the time, you didn't even believe that I did music. It was just like, why are you lying? You just be massaging and stripping and stuff.
Well, you know, I know you in one capacity, but, and you know, the YouTube videos and the pictures and the tour and stuff, I mean, you know, it was believable. I thought I was being catfished, but to see you perform was really a treat. The crowd responded so well to you. You are a very talented man beyond what you do as King. I can definitely see the passion in both, and you really lit up the stage. So thanks for letting me witness that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Piggybacking off of that, I actually just got a good write-up, so shout-out to all the people at Afropunk. Ms. Butterfly for interviewing me and actually talking about what they like to call a double life, but I just call my life. So, you know, just talking about what I do in regards to music and activism, and then also what we do in regards to fantasy flight parties and me being a master fetish trainer and all, you know.
Right. And so, we're going to talk a little bit about the activism and the sexual activism that we do a little bit later in the hour. So, yeah, great article. Check it out if you haven't, Afropunk. Also had a chance to see Negros Americanos. Those two guys were very, very entertaining, smart brothers, and also CF. Had a chance to hear him. So I just had a nice exposure to hip-hop to start off my fantasy flight in New York and New Jersey.
That's all Jersey hip hop right there too. So.
Yeah, it was good too. And there was a
Shout
singer,
out to
an
my
amazing
home
singer.
State.
I believe her name is Danielle. She rode her bike to the show and blew her little heart out. That girl could sing. She was as big as a saxophone, but she could blow. and she rode her little bike home. So she's a very impressionable artist. I believe her name was Danielle. If not, I have to look her up. And we also had some jazzy girls come and check you out. There was Ashina from Jersey City, Abby, and one of the ladies who just stole King's heart, Sasha. You know,
oh,
and I couldn't tell.
You got jokes.
I could not tell.
Jokes.
You know, it was so cool.
I thought she was going to kidnap my brother.
I don't know what she was going to do. She was something else. But it is so cool to see the ladies react, you know, whether it's rap or it's fantasy flights. Like, the ladies really, really love you. Your charm comes through. It was just really fun to watch. But, yeah, shout out to Sasha. I hope she is alive and well. Whew. So, what else did we do?
Well, we actually got to be a part of the Masquerade Ball at the museum.
Yeah, that was nice. The Art of Seduction with Monica Martinez.
Yes, yes. That was actually our second time doing an actual performance piece outside of a party. I think it went over really well. You did your touching piece performance, and I got to do a massage on stage for everybody. So shout out to everybody that was there.
Mm-hmm.
Came to enjoy, you know. Big shout out and thank you to Majesty, Leticia, and Tanika for helping us out.
Yeah, they were wonderful. It was a fun time, a very classy affair, and was happy to be a part of it. And then we got to try it out on another lively group at the Sweet Spot New York City at Santos Party House. And I got to bring out my pole this time, so that was really fun. And God knows I haven't done that for an audience in a long time. So definitely fun and different. And I felt like the crowd responded really well to us there as well. So good time. Did I miss anything?
We've been incredibly busy. I think a lot of times people might not completely understand what it is that we do. So it's always fun for me to get before a new crowd, a new audience, and actually introduce them to our brand of, you know, sensuality, sexuality, fetishism, and eroticism. I think that we've opened up some new minds and possibly some new ears to our radio program as well. So welcome if this is your first time listening to us. And actually, in this show, I know what you really wanted to speak about was what we do in regards to sexual activism.
Yes, I definitely would. So one of our main reasons for meeting up in New York was to attend the Connect the Dots panty party, and we were co-sponsors of the event, and it's where a group of people get together for a different cause, and this month it was to support the fight against domestic violence. And Jessette and Jasmine, Sensual Noir, and some of our listeners of the Mile High Club, as well as the Emotion Picture Radio Show, all pitched in and put together beautiful underwear. There was some Victoria's Secret bags. There was some, you know, really pretty panties and toiletries together for the ladies of a domestic violence shelter in Harlem. And the idea behind that, I mean, it's always nice to have a sexy pair of panties, but even more importantly, a lot of these ladies abandon their homes or they're raped and they go straight from, you know, the hospital or wherever, trauma center, into these shelters, and they don't have a clean pair of their own underwear. And oftentimes shelters have lots of clothes, but they don't have undergarment, clean, new, unused undergarment. So it was a very personal drive, but also right up our alley. So that was what we did, and we're continuing to collect donations. So please get in contact with either King or myself or any of the staff of the Emotion Picture, and we'll be happy to make sure that those donations make it to the ladies. We were fortunate enough to be invited back to the domestic violence shelter and to a workshop on redefining sexuality. And this time King joined me, which was an added element and bonus because the ladies had a safe space to speak with both myself and in a man's presence about some very pressing and personal issues around sexuality in the context of violence and healing from that violence. So it was definitely a powerful workshop, and one of the things that, you know, we party hard, but at the same time, we worked really hard to make sure that women and couples feel very safe and secure in their sexuality. So I think that we started to create a nice space for healing as far as I'm concerned. What do you think, King?
Absolutely. I think it's important to reclaim, you know, your happiness, your sexuality, your confidence when you're coming out of an abusive situation. I think a lot of times people in the clinical field, they're afraid to just let somebody reclaim things for themselves, you know, and I think it was a testament to the shelter to bring us in and try something different, try something new. You know, people do the same things over and over and over again, but at a certain point you have to allow people to pick themselves up and get back out there and start loving themselves for all the reasons they love themselves for in the beginning.
Absolutely. The center does a lot of work on helping the women kind of re-enter society from, getting back in the job force or getting training and education in areas that they weren't able to because of their household situation. They help the women find apartments and safe housing and schooling for their kids. But the director there at the shelter, Mrs. Lloyd, you know, is really a woman that sees her clients as complete humans, that they have to heal every aspect of their life to move forward and to get into healthy relationships and to see their bodies in a positive way and to see their, you know, to improve their own self-image. And that is what King and I do. Even when we're having a good time at our, you know, quote-unquote regular fantasy flight parties, we are really focused on making sure that people are, number one, their number one priority is their own self-image, their own sexual image, and their preferences. So we had a chance to do some activities with the ladies, and one of my favorite activities that we did with the women is the actual definitions of their sexuality, where they got to tell us kind of how they saw themselves, or even how they still see themselves, and what their future definition of themselves would be from a sexual perspective.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember. Do you remember some that stuck out to you, like old definitions, new?
Well, a lot of the old definitions seem to be what didn't always seem like they had made those definitions themselves.
Right.
That somebody told them, this is who they were, this is what they were,
mm-hmm.
and they'd accepted it for whatever reason, you know.
Right.
I think one of the sisters has said something to the effect that she felt worthless, and that the way she was treated by her ex or whatever was just like, she felt like a concubine.
Mm-hmm.
And actually she was the one that I felt she was so inspiring, because everything that she had spoke about after that was how she's empowering herself and taking the time to love herself and reappreciate mm-hmm. herself, you know. So to come from that particular place to a place of empowerment was really inspiring.
Absolutely. There, you know, we were in a room, a diverse room of absolutely beautiful, stunning women from all different countries and different age brackets. Some were mothers, others weren't. I mean, there was just a diverse group of beautiful women, and to hear them define themselves as, you know, unattractive or unappreciated and not able to look at themselves in the mirror, because, like you said, of whatever physical, verbal, and sexual abuse they have gone under over the years, to then, you know, towards the end of the workshop, hear them speak about themselves in a way, saying, you know, I will see myself as beautiful one day, or over time I'll be able to look at myself naked and maybe allow someone else at some point to see me that way. It was really fun. We did the thing where we all closed our eyes and danced to music, and then when the music stopped, we all like picked our favorite, most sensual part of our body. So those are just some of the activities that we did, and I think, you know, everyone left just feeling a little bit better about themselves, and just sharing that space with each other was important to hear some of the misconceptions, I guess, about sex and learning from one another. There was some interesting things that their perpetrators have put in their head to maintain control, and hopefully we dispelled some of those myths.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, usually in any form of abuse, the person who the attacker, the abuser, has to get into somebody's mind in order, because everyone is strong. Everyone has an inner strength. Everyone has power. And the only way you can let this continue to happen to you is if you give up that power. So, you know, when we do talks like this on empowerment, whether it be revolving around sexuality or just individuality and loving oneself, it's so important to reinforce in people that they have the ability and they have the inner strength to overcome anything, but also to become anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the great things about these workshops, I also find, and again, whether it's at a shelter or, you know, whether it is a group of school-aged, you know, teenagers, that one of the things I think is extremely important to women and men as well is to learn our own preferences in our first safe space, which is by ourselves. I felt like, and in doing these workshops over the last year now, I find that a lot of our preferences, and even in what would be a normally healthy relationship or seemingly healthy relationship, don't always come from our own personal sexploration, as we like to say, but from those preferences of someone else. So, you know, we spend a lot of time during these workshops and just with our private consultations of helping people explore what they actually like sexually and empowering them to bring their preferences and personal fetishes into their intimate relationships, not just relying on someone else to shape that for you, because it is so important that you're just as satisfied as you are pleasing to your partner.
Absolutely.
So, not to mention, you may not always have a partner, so it's good to always be able to entertain yourself in a lot of ways.
Very true.
So, King, I just want to let everyone know that we are, again, continuing to accept donations for undergarments for these ladies. We have definitely adopted them as our own. And we are also going to be doing an upcoming art project. We really want their space to be beautiful and to just reduce the images of violence and things that are just unpleasing to look at every day that you come in and out of your temporary living environment. So we're asking artists and people who own beautiful art, if they are interested in helping decorate this shelter, we would be honored to deliver that to the women and the children that live in the shelter. And again, we're talking about artwork that you want to wake up and look at, not just any old artwork.
Yes, and also, at the same time, you know, a lot of our listeners work in all types of different fields, and if you're interested in having us come speak or do any kind of workshops based around sexuality and empowerment, definitely reach out to us, you know. The same as our parties, they can be as mild or wild as you like.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we've been called sexucators, I guess, like, you know, sex educators. You can't just, you know, use two words anymore. You got to put them together. The sex solution.
I think it's important, though, because there are still so many misconceptions about sex. So many misconceptions about sexuality. I mean, we live in a country where people still don't think people should be married if they love each other, you know? So it's like, regardless of whatever your background is, it's just about learning from one another and trying to make the world safe for other people to express themselves sexually, and just as each of us deserve our right to do so, so do other people if they're a little different, you know.
Absolutely. So speaking of a little different and expressing oneself sexually, and you mentioned this a little bit earlier, we're gonna definitely do a show on this. So there's new to the website, we have a page called Our Fetish Flight, where King and I are now opening ourselves up, our services up, to do more work with fetish training. We've been doing it all along, but now we're getting a little bit more involved and really digging in there to some of people's most treasured fetishes. I like to say treasured and not unusual or different, because come to find out, a lot of us have the same. I mean, there's some real common fetishes, and it's like, oh, you're into that too? Oh, you too? So we're trying to create more of a space for people to not only explore, but also to be able to express very comfortably their fetishes and do them in a safe way, and connect people that may be interested in certain things together. So please check out our new page on the website, which is Our Fetish Flight, and let us know what you think. And if you have some questions or an interest in fetish training, please let us know. We'll be happy to come wherever you are and have a session or two or more. Any thoughts, Mr. Master Fetish Trainer?
Don't worry about anything that's ever been placed in your mind that is taboo or too freaky or whatever anybody has said, you know. As we always say, you know, as long as it's not hurting anybody and it's not illegal, you should be...
It's fair game.
Yeah, you know, there's certain things that, you know, they might be...
We're talking about the bad kind of hurt. We're talking about...
Yeah, the bad kind of hurt. Definitely take the opportunity to read up on whatever it is. I mean, sometimes the fetishes we have or the sexual desires that we have come from different places within our own psyche. And it's a beautiful journey to find out where it comes from. You know, it's not always a bad thing to want to be tied up or tie someone up or try different flavors, positions, and ideas. It's
Save it for the next show.
As usual, make sure that you follow us both on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, I'm King Noir, and on Instagram, I'm The King Noir. That's THEKINGNOIRE. What about Jess?
On Twitter, I'm Jet Set Jasmine, and on Instagram, Jet Setting Jasmine. And you can follow both of us on Facebook. Facebook.com/jetsettingjasmine. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're also on Tumblr. Just Google Jet Setting Jasmine. You'll find us.
Yeah, that's the other news right there.
What's
that?
That's right.
So I will be blogging soon.
Actually,
all kinds of interesting things to use for my massages and for the parties and for my personal alone time.
Ladies, you are in trouble. King
in trouble.
Has now
asked
the good kind of trouble. The good kind of trouble. The good kind of thing. Yeah. King has access now to every sex toy that there is in the world. I'm convinced that how exotic has every sex toy. So make sure you read our blog on jetsettingjasmine.com. I have some toys up there, toy reviews up there already, but I am looking forward to the male's review. Well, not the male review, but King's perspective on Cal Exotic toys and the Jopin line, and who knows who, what else will be sent your way.
Yes,
that is exciting news. So before we wrap up, please listen to some of our archive shows, the Mile High Club, and also check out the Emotion Picture Radio Show. And I am, again, your co-pilot, Jasmine, and checking out King from Last Word.
Yes. This is a renaissance for the automaking laws jet set around the globe with the Mile High Club. See y'all soon.
Good night.
Your hands on my hips, hold me right back to you. I cast that breath, give it right back to you. Your hands so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brakes, off my back high for you. Your diesel engine, I'm squirting that oil. Down on the floor, till my speakers got the boiler. Dipshit, quick.
baby.